Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5.
We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach.
From anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps.
But right now,
here's that podcast from KX93.5. Oh, that Roy Orbison, it gets me every time. Well, guess what, folks? It's just a little after 11, and we have got Sparky and the Ancient Mariner right here in the studio. I'm looking at him.
We're looking at you.
And here's looking at you, too. And Morgan Bruel popped up, is the one that introduced me to these two people, and he just loves them and loves that they love their music. So welcome, and thank you so much. It's an honor to have you here in front of me.
It's an honor to be here. We're really excited.
Well, we are too. And you drove all the way from Long Beach. And I have to say that Benjamin, who's the Ancient Mariner, and we'll get into why you're called Ancient Mariner, because you don't look so ancient to me, honey.
That's right.
But we were a little worried about the weather, don't you think?
We were worried about the weather. We pulled out of on 7th Street today, and a big tree had fallen over 7th Street, so it was closed. And we're going, oops, it's going to be a
hope
while
we're
before
get there
we
on
get to
time.
Laguna.
And the canyon. There were trees down everywhere. And some ancient trees in this town that everybody loved are gone.
Oh, that's sad.
So I'm just happy you made it. Because even the station last night went on the generator. All the electricity was out in town. So here we are.
We're glad to be here.
Okay, so what do you want to do first?
Storm or shine.
You're going to do something live?
Do something live.
Yes, we are. We're going to do a song from our CD called Rattlin' Bones, and it's actually how we came up with the title for the CD, one of the lyrics.
Let's go.
Dragging this bag of stones till they bury me down beneath the ground with the dust and rattling bones. Till they bury me down beneath the ground with the dust and rattling bones.
Oh, my word. Well, my texts are going off. Y'all are amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Can I gush? Can I fawn over you? This is incredible.
Thank you so much.
We're gushing over the studio, so.
Oh, my gosh, this place is amazing.
Might as well have a mutual admiration society.
Well, that's what's going to go on for the next hour.
So cool.
Thank you, Morgan Burrell, popped up for introducing me. And I've been listening to your music all week, so I just couldn't wait to meet you. And the fact that you're doing it live on the air is just wonderful. And I know people are listening, so thank you so much.
Well, good.
This is a song you wrote.
No, We Wish We Wrote This Song.
Okay, so anyway.
Do you want to talk a little bit about it?
Well, that was written by Casey Chambers and her husband, Shane Nicholson. They're a couple of young kids out of Australia, actually. She's a big Ralph Stanley fan and bluegrass fan, and somehow they put that together. It's a coal mining song, obviously, and to do that down in Australia is pretty nice, and we like it, so we covered it.
Oh, it's a wonderful song, and it's a Ralph Stanley song.
She's a real big influence. He's a big influence on her.
You'd love their music, I think.
Oh, I love your music.
Thank you.
Do you want to get started on how you two met and started singing together?
Well, Sparky? We met almost exactly 3 years ago, somewhere in early February 2014. And I was kind of going through some really rough times about that time, and got together with a group of musicians, and my grandpa was dying, and so I wanted to do something to honor him because he used to love to listen to me sing. You know, I had this vision of him closing his eyes and leaning back, and it just always meant so much to me. I just loved him so much. So I stood up and did what I call shaky voice a cappella, Amazing Grace, and, you know, through tears and the whole thing, and then sat down kind of like, oh boy, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And he can tell you the rest.
I heard her. I was a part of that group, and I heard her, and I thought, she's got a really nice voice, and maybe we could get together and sing. And a couple weeks later, we did. And we worked out a song that I had written. And I'll tell you, from right off the bat, it was really, really a good chemistry with us. So that's how that kind of started.
It's amazing when two voices can harmonize like you two can. It's a gift. It's just a gift.
Yeah, we love it. When do I get you when we go in after this?
Sure. Yeah, one of the very first songs, actually the very first song he taught me sitting in his living room was one that he wrote that's on the CD. We've kind of revised it since then, but it's called Comfort by My Side. We're not going to perform it today, but it was so cool. I remember sitting there and looking over at him and thinking, what is this? What's happening? It wasn't something I was even looking for. It just sort of happened organically, and it was beautiful.
Organically is the best way, yeah. And especially if you like each other, and then your voices blend too. I don't know much better than that. Even Paul and Linda didn't have that. Their voices didn't blend, let's put it that way.
Paul and John did, though.
Yeah, Mark and Brian.
Yeah, Paul and John did, but not John and Yoko.
No.
Anyway, what would you like to do next? Now, I've got your whole CD downloaded, and we can talk about that a second, or we can just jump right into your next song. I want you to direct me, because you got an hour, and we're using every minute out of this to do kind of a tiny desktop concert.
How about this? How about we talk about the CD after this, and we'll do this song here is one that we co-wrote, and it's kind of throws back to what we were just talking about on how we met and everything, and it's called I Get You, and that's, you know, one day we were talking about writing a song, and we thought this is a good way to kick it off with, you know, I Get You, because that's what happened with us. We kind of got each other. So
it was really cool how the song unfolded too, because Benjamin was on his, he rides a Harley, And he's on his Harley, and he just came up with this guitar lick in his head, came home and mapped it out, and I went, oh my gosh, I love that. And he goes, okay, well, you got to write some verses and stuff. And so I had a little bit of a sound file and was driving to work, and I came up with my verse, and then we read the bridge together, and there you go.
Let's hear it. Fun.
Well, I've been singing for a long, long time, and no matter how I try and do it, I always think that I'm doing fine on my own. But then you came along and blew my mind, and right away I think I knew it. Now my way's sitting in the back seat all alone. 'Cause I get you, you get me, ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I get you, you get me, everybody says it's just a matter of fact. Oh, oh, oh. I get you, you get me, bacon and a heart attack. We get it and you just can't argue with that. Well, I've been trying for a long, long time, and so many ways I've tried to prove it. Never seemed that I could find my rhyme all alone. No one else could ever change my mind, but your stubborn ways brought me through it. And now I'm singing with someone who feels like a fool. Nothing really wrong with that. Yeah, I get you, you get me, everybody says it's just a matter of fact. Oh, oh. 'Cause I catch you, you catch me, always seem to know where it's at. We get it and you just can't argue with that. Disconnected, rejected, what the hell was wrong with me? Suddenly we found harmony. It wasn't easy and it took some time, but now we got a way to do it. When we're together, we can make that rhyme all alone. So if it happens, we can find our way. We'll somehow see each other through it. There's no one sitting in the back seat all alone. 'Cause I get you, you get me. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I get you. Get me, now we know it's more than just a matter of fact. Oh, oh. 'Cause I get you, you get me, nothing really wrong with that. We found it and we just won't argue with that. We get it and you just can't argue with that. We get it and you just can't argue with that.
Holy moly. Oh, my gosh.
Boy, we love the dancers.
You got a radio audience.
We got distracted.
It's incredible. You're incredible. I'm so impressed. I've got goosebumps. My hair's up in the air. You see that? What's that thing you said? Jumping Jehoshaphat?
Yeah. Jumping Jehoshaphat.
Well, that's the way I feel right now.
Thank you. So, I knew when Morgan got up and started dancing.
I know.
Got his lyric.
I kind of couldn't believe my eyes back there. Anyway, so that song explains a lot about, and I was listening to every word, but I have before, how this happened, how this came down between you.
Yeah, exactly.
How lucky.
Yeah. And it came out nice, you know. We're kind of noted for doing dark stuff. So to come up with that one that can make people get up and at least tap their toes is a little different for us. So it's nice that happened like that.
And it shows your stars crossed. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's nice. And also they have a professional name like I do, like Ida Mae versus Cindy O'Brien and Sparky. is really Tracy, and Ancient Mariner is really Benjamin. So isn't that fun? You kind of have a persona when you're on stage. And how did that happen? How did the sparking in Ancient Mariner happen?
Well, I'll let Benjamin answer that, or the Ancient Mariner answer that, because it was really, that was more in his he kind of came up with that idea, and then we both ran with it.
I like it. Ancient Mariner that drives a Harley.
Well, it started out that part of it started out, I was a boat captain for 25 years, and I worked with a lot of young kids back then, and they called me the Ancient Mariner even when I was 40. So, because they were young. So now, you know, now that I'm retired from the boats, which, by the way, I didn't really want to. I was medically retired by the Coast Guard because I have diabetes, and they said, we don't want you to drive boats anymore. So I didn't like that at all, but it really opened the door for music. So I was the Ancient Mariner from a long time ago. So when I met this one,
who's really redheaded, by the way?
Redheaded, right? Real soon after we met, I started calling her Sparky because she just kind of looked like that to me, and
acts like it too. She's kind of a spark plug.
She is.
Yeah,
she is. And so when we decided to start kind of playing music and stuff, I ran that name by her, Sparky and the Ancient Mariner. And she thought it was okay. So
I do have to say something about it, though. I remember in the beginning, you know, our group of friends were kind of like, it was sort of a little bit of a heckle fest at first. And by then, I had really grown fond of the name. And I thought, and then as we kind of started to transition into, hey, maybe we want to do this at a, you know, greater level, a greater extent. And we started trying to figure out, you know, website and all that kind of stuff. I went, wow, we have a good, this is a good, unique name. You know, people, they don't remember anything else. I think they're going to remember the name. We get the joke very often. I'll get people that will ask me, are you the Ancient Mariner? No.
I'll tell them to stand back when they do that.
But we do love it. It's a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun playing around with that, huh?
We have.
It's a good name, and it actually makes sense.
Plus,
now,
it honors his captainhood, which I... I did get to go out on a boat with him once, and that was so cool.
So that was your career, Coast Guard?
No, the Coast Guard took away my license. I was in commercial boats. I actually used to drive John Wayne's boat, the Wild Goose.
Really?
And, yeah, which was built in 1944. It's a 310 old minesweeper, and what a really nice boat that was. So a lot of boats like that, and, you know, from harbor, a lot of Newport Harbor cruises. We came down here at Laguna a lot and down to San Diego, up San Francisco, and it was just a really, really good career. I'd been a musician, but I really loved that that aspect of my life.
Boat captain turn.
How many Sabbaths did you run over in Newport Harbor?
I could have run over a ton. The first time I really got involved, I was driving the Electra, which is a 1929 100-foot classic fantail yacht. And I was going real slow because there was a Sabbath class coming right through where John Wayne's house used to be. And I was really, really going slow. And all of a sudden, this little kid lost control of, and he was right off my bow. And he looked up at me, and his eyes got cartoon big. I mean, this poor kid, I hope he kept in class after that because I scared them to death.
For the folks that don't know, a Sabbath is like an 8-foot rowboat that somebody decided it needed a sail with a blunt nose on it. It is the slowest thing in the water and least maneuverable. Yeah. And I can't believe that kid would just be big eyed.
Oh, he was.
I'm sure he wet his pants. Mm. So that was Ida Mae. She's kind of untethered. She's excited.
I like Ida Mae.
Yeah, she's nice. She needs to be
from Texas.
Yeah, she is. So what do y'all want to do next? Let's keep the music going.
We're going to go dark now. Is that okay?
You can go as dark as you want. Doesn't matter. You harmonize.
You want to talk about John Paul?
We have been influenced in the last few years by a group called the Civil Wars, which was
so good.
John Paul White and Joy Williams. And they broke up, as you may have known. And we went out to hear John Paul White in Temecula this last summer. Blew us away with his new stuff, his new album.
And, we were like 5 feet from him, and I think there's a picture somewhere we saw of us. We're just like, oh my gosh, it's John Paul White. We were like a couple of teenagers, And we got to see the Secret Sisters, too. We just talk about impeccable harmony.
Yeah, they sang
oh, my
together.
Gosh. Amazing. You guys are singing our tune. Yeah. I love both of them. And I think a lot of people don't know about them.
Well, they're going to find out about John Paul White because his new album, I imagine you're going to see him in the Grammys for a few more years.
Sure, and the Grassies, too. They're really good. And I just want to ID you again. This is Sparky and the Ancient Mariner right here on Radio Neighbor and KX93.5, and we are honored and proud to have you on the air. So let's hit it. What do you want to do next?
This is called Love and Future.
No, once
I mean,
in,
once in this future
is,
queen.
This is brand. This is a little brave on our part because we heard him sing this live both at the Troubadour and at this other place in Temecula, and you could have heard a pin drop in the Troubadour. It was magical, and we're going to try to do it justice. It's called Once in Future Queen. And it's one of his newer songs.
Thank you.
Someone's gonna hold your hand. Everything will click. Touch you in some unknown way. It finally does the trick. Pull you in a fairy tale where you were meant to be. Someone. Well, someone won't be me.
Someone's out there praying for the day that you walk in. Happy ever after finally begin. Someone who stopped at nothing to give you all you need. That someone won't be me.
And that's okay. I never really loved you anyway. At least not unconditional. Like subjects love the once and future queen. If I thought I was good for you, if I thought this could work, I'd reach a little island and pull you back to earth. One you're really looking for and wanting all your dreams. Someone, well, someone won't be me. And that's okay. You never anyway, not enough to meet me halfway. Or is love something that you can only fake. That's okay. I never really loved you anyway. At least not unconditionally. Like subjects love the once and future queen. And that's okay.
Oh my gosh, that was gorgeous. the quality of your voices, both of you, and the way it blends.
Plus, you tell the story.
Yeah, and it's very touching on this end, and I'm sure the listeners out there.
Incredible. I mean, it, like I said, it's sort of like picking up a Beatles song and like, it's like picking up a Beatles song and going, do we really want to do this out there in front of people? Because it's so amazing the way it is, the way that they do it, you know?
But we did it anyway.
Yeah.
And I think they'd be proud. I think you do it justice. Yay. And it's so wonderful to see it live right in front of us. Yeah, and the listeners out here at KX93.5 must be just so happy.
You know, I'm a she gets mad at me, but I'm not a real musician because I picked up this guitar 30, 40 years ago, whatever it was, and I don't know much about it. And this guy, the way he tuned some of his songs, it took me like a week to figure out where to tune the strings. And I still don't know what it is, but I keep that guitar, and I call it the John Paul White guitar because I keep it in tune with that.
For this song.
For that one song, yes.
But your voices... Your voice is blended just like that original song. I'm impressed, and thank you so much.
Good. A brand new one. We're glad. We're going to keep that one.
You know, another one you did that's okay, Morgan. I'm getting bossed around.
Beachhead.
So this is Sparky and the Ancient Mariner, and I want to know where you're playing tonight.
We are playing at a venue that we've been playing at for a couple years that we just love, and it's kind of one of those things that, again, evolved organically. When we realized that we had done some talent shows and the excitement was building, we were like, gosh, we want to just do more and more and more. We just love this. We had a friend, a very good friend of ours named Roger, who knew somebody who ran a sandwich shop across the street from where we spent quite a bit of time and where a lot of our friends spent quite a bit of time. And we went over and met this guy, and he was just so cool, you know, kind of like how we had that instant rapport, you know,
on
the phone the other night.
Yeah,
it was just like that. His name's Ryan. And he's a young guy, you know, and just full of energy and life. And he's got a staff that's exactly the same way. And we just went, wow, this is cool. It's kind of different, but let's do this. And except that we looked at each other and we went, he goes, okay, great. Would you do 3 hours? And this was very early on, like I said, a couple years ago. And we looked at each other and went,
yep.
I'll let him take over from there.
Yep, we'll do it, no problem. And we thought, well, we got 20 minutes worth. So we asked a few people, friends of ours, to come in and kind of do 15 minutes here and 15 minutes there. And then it evolved to the point where we now have like 4 hours worth of music. But we can't really play by ourselves at that venue because people expect other guests. Yeah. So that's what it's evolved to. When we play the Beach Hut, we always have other people play. So,
and right now we're doing this series that we're pretty passionate about. We try to come up with themes and different things to keep it mixed up and interesting. And it just turns out that there's so many people like Morgan and you guys. There's just so many good people that love music, that promote music, that bring it to the public and support artists. And we've got a good group of them up there. And so tonight we're starting series number one. I forget what we entitled it, but it's basically...
Where is the Beach Hut?
Oh, I'm so sorry. The Beach Hut is in Huntington Beach. Last we knew anyway, if it didn't get flooded away. At the corner of Beach and Garfield behind Chase Bank. And it's a sandwich shop, but when we go there and do our music, and a lot of people, we think we're going to have a lot of people tonight. We're pretty excited. It could be pretty packed. And the sandwiches are great, and you won't be disappointed. But it comes to life, and they've got great lighting, and so it's a little mini sandwich nightclub, I guess.
They'll be enthralled. Now, I'm going to throw something at you, but if you don't want to do it right now, you don't have to, but I heard this song first on the show Nashville, which I was just addicted to, and it was called If I Didn't Know Better. Do you mind doing that one?
We don't mind at all.
That song, when I heard it on Nashville, I immediately went and found it for the show. I just think it's a gorgeous song. Now, why did it touch you guys?
He did, actually. Morgan sat in with us once, and I just turned around and went, wow, because would you sit in with us, Morgan? Would you do us the honor? We can talk for a little bit. We can talk forever while you get ready.
Okay, yeah. Let's just talk.
So I'll talk a little bit about what we're doing at Beach Hut tonight. We're going to be honoring some really cool people. The photographer for our CD, Rick, actually plays acoustic guitar beautifully, so we're going to let him be in the spotlight. And because he's very humble. All the people that are playing with us tonight are really humble folk, and so we just kind of want to go, okay, you get to be up front now because we love you and we appreciate you.
Well, isn't that true about the community, the musician community in Orange County? I am finding it.
Really,
everybody loves each other. Everybody supports each other and admires each other's talent. I don't see any jealousy. I don't see any competition. It's all support and love, and I love it that it's on the air here.
Yeah.
You see it all the time. I mean, Morgan sent you to me. Morgan, do you want to play on my mic? Where'd he go?
Well, I'll talk a little bit about Morgan
parts.
When he...
He's getting some parts.
I'll talk a little bit about how we met Morgan, because that was pretty cool. We picked up our guitar and we went to a bunch of different open mics, started meeting people, and it got real exciting. And we got to the point where we were doing way too much and burning ourselves out. But somewhere along the time when we said, we got to do something different. We want to be down in Laguna more. We want to play down there. And a friend of ours knew Paul Peterson, who runs the Monday night open mic over at the White House.
Oh, yeah.
And so we showed up, and it was cool. Like, we thought, this open mic's different. These folks are, you know, because Paul opens with his group of guys, including Morgan, and they are so, thank you.
Incredible.
So good. So we were sitting there going, we want to follow that. But we did, and we met Morgan, and we met Paul, and... Morgan jumped in and played this song with us once there, and that, I don't know if you know this, Morgan, but that video kind of went a little, people like it on social media. They really like it. It's probably because of you.
Well, Morgan's going to come take my mic, and this is just typical of community radio, where we're just doing a little square dance around the mics, and we're listening to Sparky and the Ancient Mariner, and now Popped Up is going to sit in with us, and they're playing one of my favorite all-time songs, truly. Let's go.
I didn't know better, hang my hat right there. I didn't know better, follow you up the stairs.
Stop saying those sweet things, you know I love to hear. Blowing louder, bailiffs drawing near. Why do I keep drinking, wasting my time on you? I didn't know better,
but darn it, I.
There's a hole in what you're saying, I can plainly see. You got a lover that's waiting, but baby, you're right here with me. Stop saying those sweet things.
Oh, I love to hear the horns blowing louder, bailiffs drawing near. Why do I keep drinking, wasting my time on
Nice, Morgan. Thank
God,
you.
Dang, that was so gorgeous. I don't even want you to play your new CD. You're so good live.
Oh, thank you. We love playing live.
Oh, you're so good. That was
We got Leonard Cohen lined up for you.
I can't wait to hear Leonard Cohen. That is one of my favorite songs ever. But this was beautiful, and it's not easy to do.
That is a very hard song. Actually.
It's a really tough song.
Like, oh, really? We didn't talk about that one.
Well, I threw it in. I just thought they'll do it.
I really love that song.
And, yeah.
You know, we all have our things we
She's just being neighborly.
Yep. Being neighborly.
That's what it's all about here. Radio Neighbor. And this is Sparky and the Ancient Mariner. And we couldn't be more thrilled to have you on the air. Let's talk a little bit about the CD.
Love to.
Yeah. When did that come about? When did you start making the CD?
Well, the story behind how the CD happened is kind of interesting. I don't remember. I think, well, we went through a competition, and my background is actually theater, going way back. We have a lot in common, though. We go way back, and we were both gymnasts. We found this out later, and I have a theater background, and we decided that we would try to get into this talent show that sounded really cool. Once again, I think a friend referred us. And we just, you know, kind of didn't know what we were doing, but we decided that we would do a cover of a Michael Jackson song called Billie Jean. And anyway, we ended up doing well with that. And where was I going with that?
CD.
You knew. CD. Thank you. But somewhere in that, in prepping for it, I do this all the time. It drives him crazy.
That's okay.
That's why he's pacing
here, because he's like, come on, get to the point.
And I'm already ready for Billie Jean.
It's all right. But anyway, as a result of that and the wonderful experience, it was one of our best experiences ever, the whole deal, the people that ran it, everything. It was a fundraiser. We decided somewhere in there he had issues with his heart and ended up in the hospital. And it was really scary. He got really scared. I got really scared. And he came out of it going,
let's do something before I die. Get something down.
So that's how we made it into the studio. We happened to know a few really incredible people. One guy who just does sound like butter, and so we called him up, and he had a studio that was a dream to be in. And we ended up in there over and over and over again, and we decided to turn it into a CD. We were just kind of going to lay some stuff down for us, but it evolved. And then I got really creative with the album cover, and we had some
friends. It's beautiful inside and out, but this CD is really wonderful. I started going through, I'll pick that one or that one's like, I'm picking the whole dang thing. And everybody ought to have the CD in their music repertoire. And I'm already visualizing that you're both musicians and gymnasts. I mean, the visual on that is, I don't even want to go there, but how exciting. I mean, you do.
I can't help you.
We do.
And a heart problem. I mean. Anyway, would you do Billie Jean? Like the.
All right.
Do you do Civil War? Do it.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Well, we borrowed from them. We do have to pay tribute to them, and we like to remember the people who wrote the songs, who did them first, and they did an incredible version of it. We changed it out a little bit. You want to talk about that?
Just tell them where they can get the CD.
Oh, the CD. You can find it lots of places. Our website is long, but it's easy to remember. SparkyandTheAncientMariner.net. .com also. We also are on iTunes. The CD name is called Smoke Don't Rise from Rattlin' Bones.
The first line. And
the first line of Rattlin' Bones. That's the song we did earlier. So
and Sparky, each other's sentences by here. The way, you can tell she's three out. theatrical because you talk with your hands.
Oh, do I?
Oh, I love it. I know. And we're on the radio. Who cares? But it really is charming. All right, let's do Billie Jean if you don't mind. This is Sparky and the Ancient Mariners on KX935.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind me, what do you mean?
I am the one
who will dance on the floor and around. She said, I am the one who will dance on the floor and around. She told me her name was Billie Jean. She caused a scene. And every head turned with eyes that dreamed of being the one who would dance on the floor and around. People always told me, be careful what you do.
Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And mama always told me, be careful who you love. Be careful what you do. The loving comes the truth.
And Billie Jean is not my love. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one. But the kid is not my son. She said, I am the one.
It is not my son. For 40 days and for 40 nights,
law was on her side. But who can stand when she's in demand? Her schemes and plans, cause we danced on the floor around. So take my strong advice,
just remember
to always think twice.
Oh, think twice.
She told my baby we'd dance till three, and she looked at me and showed a photo. My baby cried,
his eyes were like mine.
Cause we danced on the floor and around. People always told me, be careful what you do.
Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. She came and stood right by me, the smell of sweet perfume. It happened much too soon. She called me to her room.
Billie Jean is not my love. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one. But
the kid is not my son.
She said,
I am the one.
But
the kid is not my son.
So, Billie Jean is not my love.
Billie Jean is not my lover.
Billie Jean is not my lover.
She's just a girl. She's just a girl. She's just a
the kid is not my son.
Oh my God.
He is so ADD when you guys started taking the pictures and everything. Like all,
I was trying to get you in the background, but that was a bad idea. We won't do that to you again. We're just trying to get so many pictures.
No, it was fun.
I think I made it through even watching them.
Sorry about that. We won't do that again.
No.
We were just trying to get everybody.
It was more me just playing with him. I'm playing around.
That was a fantastic version of that.
Thank you.
I think as good as the Civil Wars, and that's just me saying it.
Oh, wow.
So we have exactly about 12 more minutes, and we can talk shop, or we can just do both. I'd like at least two or three more songs. which means 9 minutes.
Can I just say something about the CD? It's just important in terms of paying tribute and credit.
I want you to. Yes.
Okay. Because we didn't know what we were doing, honestly. You know, I mean, I kind of knew a little bit about marketing and putting something together, but we really didn't know what we were doing. And a good friend of mine that became a good friend of ours named Jim Rieger and his wife Carol really walked us through the whole process. And I'll never forget Rattlin' Bones, the first time we recorded it and took it home and listened to the raw vocals. I'm not kidding. Almost the next day, I quit singing. He talked me off a ledge. Because, you know, you're naked in front of the microphone and you got to get used to it. So
I can't imagine.
They were incredible on every level. They walked us through it emotionally and really helped us out with the production. He did a lot of the post-production and added some instrumentation to Dance Me that you hear there. He, with our, input, put that all together. Because it's just us and the guitar, really, And then we had somebody come alongside of us for the photography, who's somebody who's playing tonight, named Rick Booz and his wife, Sue. They're responsible for all the beautiful photographs. And then we had a graphic designer named Todd Hoover, he's the one that came up with the cover. That whole boat in the background thing.
It's
so
a beautiful
cool.
cover.
Yeah.
It's
so
pretty.
And then all kinds of other people that just supported us along the way. My mom, our friend Kim. Shout out to Kim. Love you, Kim. There's too many people to mention, I know. I'm going to miss somebody.
Well, can I just say this? It's two voices and a guitar, but your two voices, to me, sounds like an orchestra. Oh, or sounds like a beautiful choir. And you don't need much more than that when you have this kind of ability to harmonize.
Thank you.
Usually it's a brother and a sister that can do that. Or the Beach Boys or somebody, or Robert Plant and somebody. Or
Alison Krauss.
Thank you.
Alison Krauss.
Oh, yeah.
But I really think just the harmonies alone are gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
So let's do another one. If you don't mind, I thought I'd be playing the CD, but it's just thrilling to have you live.
Here's one you like.
Okay. Oh, I know what this is. KX93.5, you're listening to Sparky and the Ancient Mariner live.
Oh, dance me to your beauty. Me.
gosh, Morgan, you make everything how, so more beautiful.
Morgan Brewell back there on the Mando. How did you pick this song? This is a tough song.
Well, in the beginning, the Ancient Mariner Benjamin, you know, I... To this day, I have a hard time remembering song titles. I know a song if you start playing it or singing it, but to come, you know, he would pick out a lot of the songs and bring them to me, and I go, oh, I love that song. And of course, I love Civil Wars. But, you know, following in Joy Williams' shadow, especially in the beginning, I was so insecure. I would end up in tears sometimes, but we fought through it, and now I just, we kind of have our own thing, and he came up with that song. And, now I come up with more of them. In fact, the next one we're going to do is one I came up with.
Okay, let's hear it. What is it?
But can I say something about that song before we go?
You can say anything you want. This is your show, and I'm just...
Well, maybe I'm asking him permission.
You've got permission. Okay?
Well, it's a little sad, but I think it's important because Leonard Cohen was such an amazing songwriter. He wrote Dance Me to the End of Love. A lot of people, we thought it was a love song. And that's how we sing it, and that's how we think of it. But we looked it up online when we were finding the credits for the CD, and we were surprised to find out that he actually wrote it because his family survived the Holocaust. And when people were walked out to the, you know, they would play violins. It's really horrible, but I, out of respect for the Jewish people that went through that and their families, I just thought that was important to mention. Because
you know, I didn't know that. I always thought it was
In fact, we couldn't sing it for a while afterwards.
They used to have a... maybe a quartet sometimes as they were marching them in, and that's from
I've read that came. Yeah. But I didn't know that this song
Leonard, it's quite a tribute.
Well, that makes it even more beautiful and poignant. So what's the next one?
This is a revision of an old George Jones song.
Oh, well, love him, the possum.
We are huge Chris Stapleton fans. We do a lot of covers of Steel Drivers, yeah. And now he's with his wife, and we do You're My Sunshine, all kinds of stuff like that. And, you know, he's another one to do a cover of. We're going to do our best.
You want to jump in on Mando? All right, this is Sparky and the Ancient Mariner and Popped Up on Mando.
Used to spend my nights out in a ballroom. Liquor was the only love I'd ever known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm glass of brandy, and I stay stoned on your love all the time. Look for love in all same old places. Find the bottom of the bottle's always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. On your love.
obviously my hand singles don't work.
That's absolutely amazing.
Sorry about that.
Thanks,
little
Morgan.
Blip there.
That well, that's okay. We threw him in. He's good.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to get him in, and then I didn't single her right, and so
it's okay.
It
all works.
It's live. It's AM. Remember, it's AM, not PM.
That's right.
You
know, true, it is.
Benjamin, I just want to know where you got your chops. You're a beautiful singer too, yeah. And we haven't even celebrated that yet. Have you been singing your whole life? Did you come from a singing background?
My mommy said I sang with Hank Williams before I could even talk.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You really have a beautiful voice, and it blends so well. The blending is just something like I've never heard, and I hope you'll come back as soon as you can.
We would love to.
Well, I'd love to have you on every week if I had my way for half the show. It'd just be so fun. And if you have 4 hours of music, you've just got to do that. Please.
That's the big dilemma now is like when we do something, it's like when we were trying to figure out what we would do, it was just what are we not going to do? You know, what are we going to leave out?
Well, I could tell. I could tell. But if you don't mind, the CD is something people need to buy. It's Sparky and the Ancient Mariners. But let's just take out the show because we've got to end it at noon. If you don't mind going live with your last song.
Not at all.
And if you want to say again where you're playing tonight, because I think people might want to come see you.
We're at the Beach Hut in Huntington Beach, Beach in Garfield, behind the bank building.
We're also going to be playing at the Surf City's Got Talent show over the next couple of Tuesdays. So you can go to our website, go to our Facebook page.
Okay, Sparky and the Ancient Mariner.net.
Well, Facebook is Sparky and the Ancient Mariner. It's pretty easy to find us. and then the website is we have both .com and .net.
Okay.
And, of course, we're on Instagram and Twitter and all that good stuff, too.
So they've been live on KX935 Radio Neighboring, and I can't be more proud.
Chris Stapleton for you.
Thank you for having us.
Here we go.
Drink the dark whiskey and the white light. One leads to another.